It's Craft Beer on the Bay.
I like drinking beer.
Every Friday, Jefferson, the craft beer guy, kicks off your weekend with news about his latest discoveries, the coolest breweries in the area, and craft beer events where you and your buds can get neck deep in suds.
Last week, Hopkins Farm Brewery co-founder and brewmaster Aaron Hopkins told us about the beginning days of his brewing career, where a book signing event with Dogfish Head Brewing's Sam Calagione led him to seriously contemplate a career in brewing. Then, not long afterwards, a lunch with Duclaw Brewing's Dave Benfield led to a brewery tour and an unexpected opportunity to begin volunteer work at Duclaw. Aaron's reliability and curiosity led to a part-time job and then a full-time position at the brewery. From 2012 to 2016, Aaron was exposed to all levels of brewing, from running a bottling line, to cleaning tanks and kegs, to taking on assigned shift brewing responsibilities, to working on new recipes on Duclaw's pilot system. At the same time, Aaron Hopkins and his father were talking about starting Chesapeake Malting Company on the family farm, a business that would grow barley and wheat and then sell the local malt directly to local breweries. In 2016, Aaron made two changes to take on two jobs: work at Chesapeake Malting, and a job as a brewer with Phil Rudy at Independent Brewing Company in Bel Air.
At that point, I kind of figured it might be more of a part-time thing. Phil kind of mentioned it could be as much or little as you want. And once I got there and realized you could do as much as you want, it did kind of turn full-time. Just love the idea of really doing more there. And Phil was just a great boss to work for, because he would constantly interact with you and bring up ideas and concepts or new information that might help you, or, you know, give you any tool or ingredient that you could use. But for a lot of the beer side of things, he really just let me go. It was just a really cool transition going from Duclaw and learning everything I did to putting it all together there.
By 2018, Aaron's father, David Hopkins, was beginning to see growth in Chesapeake Malting and asked Aaron if he'd consider taking on a bigger role in the family business and farm.
It seemed like the right time to do that. And honestly, as far as full-time work, probably two of the most rewarding working years I've ever had, just working with my dad and doing that. And just really going from just picking produce to actually learning more, planting stuff, doing different things.
And of course, all along, Aaron had a vision of starting a brewery, something his family embraced.
It was more so my uncle and my dad and that side of my family that really threw it out there. And for them, I think it was kind of seen not just what a farm brew could be, but just what a craft beer, like a small community brewery. It's not necessarily a bar. It's a family kind of community-oriented place. And they obviously knew that was my dream and what I wanted to do. That was kind of the spark of, let's at least maybe set up a meeting with the county and see if we even can do it.
Next week in part three on Hopkins Farm Brewery, Aaron Hopkins takes us through the process of building and opening their brewery. While you get ready for next week's Craft Beer on the Bay feature, take a drive to Havre de Grace and enjoy some good beer made by the good people at Hopkins Farm Brewery. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the White Oak Tavern in Ellicott City. 42 rotating craft beers on tap, plus live music every weekend.